We're here until 5:30. John and Mitch with you today. Continue to make the Alex Barnes case as the biggest breakout star candidate in K-State football team at 5:10. Before we get to the rest of that All Big 12 list, I think we've talked about this before, Mitch, but have we discussed the 30 for 30 coming up on Ric Flair? I just saw this on my Twitter feed.
We did a while back because it's been known since late last year that this is happening.
Okay. Well, it's going to air on September 8th, but...
Oh, geez.
The article... Yeah, I know. It's far off.
Wait for it.
But the article's making the point that ESPN continues to shift more and more towards actually covering WWE, mm-hmm. and this will be the first 30 for 30 that really focuses on it, so it just continues ESPN going that direction. Is that all a part of their giant leftist agenda? Is that what this is? Moving too far left? ESPN might want to watch out. Don't know if they want to do this.
It's going to be really good, though, I promise you. I have a documentary on Ric Flair, and it's just basically, yeah, there's some wrestling in there, but it's mostly his promos. But he's, in my opinion, the most entertaining guy that's ever been interviewed on any stage. It'll be solid, I promise you.
Yeah,
it's prime time for the 30 for 30, though, during football season. That's a good spot.
I would legitimately watch it. He's an interesting enough character to me that I am interested in watching that. I do think it's a part of ESPN continuing to just emphasize that E, going the entertainment route, which I keep telling you is the way that everything's moving, sports talk, the TV coverage of sports, all that is moving more and more towards the E part of this, and ESPN embracing WWE is a part of that. I don't have a problem with it, by the way. You know I'm not really a wrestling guy, but it is somewhat entertaining to me the more and more I'm exposed to it, and I think it's a good idea because the sports fans are always going to be there. The talk sports guy, I mean, there's nowhere else really to run. People can complain all they want about ESPN, but if you want sports coverage 24/7, whatever, it's kind of hard to find anything else that's going to fit your needs other than ESPN. So the sports fan is always going to be there, but you start expanding and bringing in more casual fans with stuff like this. That's the whole idea behind it. You're going to cast a wider net and therefore bring in more people, theoretically.
It's still weird that, to me, that ESPN still has its own page for WWE. They have coverage of like big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. That SummerSlam comes up in August, but they don't shove it down your throat. They don't like force you. It's not going to be the main story on their website every other day. You know, it's on only very special occasions. While we're on the subject, 18 years ago today at Kemper Arena, Owen Hart fell to his death on a stunt gone wrong.
There we go.
I don't remember that at all, but I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, the main reason I know about it is because Brandon Tatman, who used to work here, was actually in attendance for that,
yeah.
And he used to always tell that story. So, yeah, it was very sad. Very, very sad. Why? I was having a nice, productive, entertaining WWE conversation there, and then you brought it down.
Well, that was the upper downer. Now we need a positive sandwich going here. I'll let you finish it off.
Well, here's what I'll say. We had happy, sad.
Yes.
Now we're going angry. That's the
okay.
That's the emotion that we are next going to invoke here on the game, because I did find some other ways to put a chip on your shoulder if you want to as a K-State football fan. Look, whether you like it or not, I think a big part of the identity as the K-State fan is to always feel like you're the underdog still, fighting against the world, never getting enough respect. Seriously, it's been a big part of the program. The program always having that attitude, I think, has led to a lot of success. And whenever you get any kind of national list, national prediction, it is natural to go start looking at it and nitpick, as any fan would, but I think as K-State fans, you have more of a reason to, because there are slights that happen. So I do this half in jest and half reality, bringing these to the attention of you. Some potential missteps here by the Athlon All Big 12 teams. I thought about doing a haters and ballers version of it, but it's one all done by the same thing, and most of it, I think, is stuff that is going to irk you. So basically, this is just like an all haters version of haters and ballers centered around the Athlon All Big 12 teams. First things first, the gall to put in a sentence in the lead paragraph of this thing that K-State has the second most selections of anybody in the Big 12 on all four teams. But then you look at it and the caveat is there's three Big 12 teams tied for first: Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Texas. I mean, come on. That's does that qualify as hate? Think that qualifies as some hate?
Should hate on you for getting suckered into it.
Oh, no, no, no. The hate is not for me, my friend. The hate is for Athlon. The hate is for Athlon. Why now? Why am I? Everything is taken out of program here. Athlon, take this hate.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Show's going great today, folks. Alex Barnes being the fifth best running back in the Big 12, that's been a focal point of the show today. But you have, once again, Justice Hill of Oklahoma State, Justin Crawford of West Virginia, Chris Warren from Texas, and Terrence Williams from Baylor all in front of Alex Barnes. Now, Justice Hill had over 1,000 yards rushing last year. So did Terrence Williams for Baylor, albeit a depleted Baylor squad. And Justin Crawford had very nice moments for West Virginia as well. Chris Warren at Texas got used about as much as Alex Barnes, but was less effective. That's got to come with some hate. Sliding Alex Barnes to fifth. Another hate for Athlon Sports. This one, I don't think is really something you probably could hold against Athlon, but it's got to stick in your craw if you're a K-State fan. And that is, if you go down and look at the offensive line and you tackle the centers that are listed in there, Reed Niver makes the list from K-State. He's the third-team All-Big 12 center. But who happens to be right in front of him as the second-team All-Big 12 center? And that is not only a Texas Longhorn, who have more selections than K-State, but it is Zach Shackelford, who was committed to K-State for a very long time. And at the last minute, when he got that Texas offer, when Charlie Strong came a-calling, Zach Shackelford spurned K-State for Texas. So that has to get you. You can hate me now, QB, but I won't stop now. Just wait for P. Diddy. Okay.
Okay, so I see where this is going. This is mostly hate against Texas. Texas getting praise over K-State for, and they're still haven't showed that they can be a good team because Charlie Strong has got a new regime has taken over. Here's the deal about this media, though. They're obviously biased. They have an agenda, like you mentioned earlier, about ESPN. And, you know, sooner or later, they'll be right about Texas. Will it be this year? Probably not. But they can keep trying every year to say, hey, Texas is going to be good this year.
Well, you know, I tried to deny your Texas theory there that these were all based around Texas, and then I looked down my list. I was like, well, yeah, bullet point one, that involved Texas. Bullet point two, that involved Texas. Bullet point three, that involved Texas. So maybe you're onto something.
What about
there.
TCU and TCU Baylor? They're underachievers this year as well.
Oh, I know.
Last year.
But Texas is getting all the love here, and that is the frustration. So without me even realizing it, I guess I have a problem with Texas getting as much love as they have. You had so much of a problem with it that you researched where Athlon was based out of. You were really going full conspiracy theory here for Athlon.
Yeah, they're out of Nashville, Tennessee.
So it is further south. It is further
south.
That's
where Vanderbilt is, right?
It is.
Obviously, somebody's in cahoots here.
Well, maybe this last one will do me some good to branch away from the Texas thing. This one is just merely that there were four All Big 12 teams. You had two safeties on every single team, and our guy Kendall Adams, who I thought had a pretty good finish to the year, pretty good year overall, people think fairly highly of, he was not one of the eight. So apparently there are eight safeties in the Big 12 conference better than Kendall Adams.
Oh man, hey.
What's that from?
That is from Chappelle's Show.
Okay.
Speaking of,
you mean that random NBA fan?
You just blew the next segment.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You just blew the next segment. Speaking of Chappelle, he is actually going to make an appearance in the next segment. I'm going to classify two mistakes that I saw from the NBA on social media and another one in a CBS Sports article as mistakes that you will see on the opposite end of the age spectrum. One is a millennial mistake. The other is the mistake of an older generation. I'll explain next on the game.